You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN Energy's daily blog, the oil and gas industry's go-to source for insight. Every day, we cover commodity fundamentals, industry changes, and developing trends across energy markets. And now, we're making it easier than ever to enjoy our blogs. Whether it's on your drive into work, while you're at the office, or at home walking the dog, settle in, turn the volume up, and enjoy.
Wednesday, June 24th, 2020. I'll take you there. Tallgrass's Cheyenne Connector, REX Cheyenne Hub Projects Begin Service. Published by Sheetal Nasta. Tallgrass Energy and DCP Midstream's Cheyenne Connector Pipeline and the REX Cheyenne Hub Enhancement Projects are set to begin operations tomorrow, June 26, after receiving FERC approval yesterday. The natural gas projects will add takeaway capacity out of the Denver-Julesburg and Powder River production basins. For Tallgrass, the incremental capacity has the potential to increase utilization of its Rockies Express Pipeline, or REX, which has struggled to fully recontract its mainline capacity after a slew of long-term contracts expired last year. For gas producers, the new capacity and hub upgrades mean an alternative route out of the core DJ with farther-reaching destination options for gas flows, including access to REX and its growing direct connect load and numerous third-party interconnects in the Mid-Continent Midwest. About 600 million cubic feet per day in firm contracts will kick in for each project with the start of service, but given that Niobrara gas production is down and there's likely no new production waiting behind the capacity, gas flows on the two projects may come down to economic. In today's blog, we provide an update on the projects in the context of today's uncertain market. We've written previously about Tallgrass's efforts to revamp utilization of the westernmost leg of its cross-country REX pipeline and, more specifically, REX's interconnect capacity at Cheyenne Hub, which is one of the easternmost hubs in the Rockies and the gateway for Rockies gas moving east to the Mid-Continent Midwest. Despite Cheyenne Hub's numerous pipeline interconnects, including REX, and its proximity to Weld County, Colorado, the epicenter of drilling activity and production growth in the DJ Basin, Cheyenne Hub has had a limited market reach, primarily serving intra-regional demand or markets in immediately adjacent state. That's in large part because the interconnecting pipelines at the hub all operate at a lower pressure than REX, restricting REX's capability at the hub to just 28 million cubic feet per day of firm receipt capacity. In addition to that issue, historically, there has been only one pipeline, the Colorado Interstate Gas, or CIG, that serves the prolific Weld County area. That's where Tallgrass is looking to the Cheyenne Connector and REX Cheyenne Hub Enhancement Projects to step in and bring more DJ gas supply to Cheyenne Hub, where it would then have improved access to REX and the other interconnects at Cheyenne Hub, thereby connecting what at the time was a growing gas supply area to the markets REX serves in the Mid-Continent and Midwest. We'll come back to current production trends there in a bit. Conveniently, but not coincidentally, the projects would also serve to improve utilization on REX mainline going east from the Rockies, which suffered a big blow last year from a major decontracting as a result of long-term contracts expiring, a topic we discussed at length in our Express Yourself blog series. REX was able to partially recontract about half of its 1.8 BCF per day of mainline capacity with firm contracts, but almost 1 BCF per day remains available, despite actual eastbound flows topping 1.6 BCF per day during the summer months in recent year. As we noted before, previously CIG was the only pipe serving that eastern Colorado/Weld County area. However, with its in-service, a new 70-mile, 36-inch diameter Cheyenne Connector pipeline will be able to move as much as 600 million cubic feet per day from southern Weld County to the Cheyenne Hub. The Greenfield pipeline has tie-ins with a number of processing plants, DCP Midstream's Mewbourne and O'Connor plants, and Occidental Petroleum's, or Oxy, Lancaster and Latham plants. On the northern end, the Cheyenne Connector will deliver into REX via a new interconnect at the Cheyenne Hub. Then the Cheyenne Hub Enhancement Project will add up to six new 5,350 horsepower units at REX's existing Cheyenne Mainline Compressor Station. FERC has approved three units to start that will compress receipt volumes from Cheyenne Connector and other interconnects into REX's existing Cheyenne Mainline Compressor Station. With the additional compression, REX's receipt capacity will increase from 28 million cubic feet per day previously to an initial 600 million cubic feet per day now, and up to 1 BCF per day with all six units. REX has also upgraded all of its interconnects at the hub to be bidirectional. The REX Cheyenne Hub upgrades also will provide a new outlet capability for Powder River Basin, or PRB, gas heading south via the Tallgrass Interstate Gas Transmission Pipeline and Wyoming Interstate Companies, or WIC, Medicine Bow Lateral. Of course, the two projects are entering service in a very different market than when they were greenlighted, which was well before the oil price collapse and COVID-19. Tallgrass first marketed the pipeline and hub service capacities in 2017, but it wasn't until September 2019 that it received its final FERC authorization, and began construction. Gas production from the Niobrara Shale region, which includes the DJ and PRB, during that time was in a prolonged upswing, surpassing historical highs starting in 2018 and reaching a peak just shy of 6 BCF per day in December 2019, according to the Energy Information Administration, or EIA, Drilling Productivity Report, or DPR, data. Much of that growth was spurred by associated gas from oil-directed drilling the DJ, particularly in eastern Colorado's Weld County. Rig counts already had peaked in early 2019, but have come down sharply along with oil prices in 2020, with just 10 rigs operating on average as of May 2020, down from 40 in February. The latest weekly rig count data from Baker Hughes, as of June 19, shows that's down to just 6 rigs. Crude oil production from Niobrara as of May 2020 was off 134,000 barrels per day from its November 2019 peak at nearly 800,000 barrels per day, and associated gas production was off nearly 400 million cubic feet per day from about 5.9 BCF per day in December 2019 to an estimated 5.5 BCF per day in, with the EIA's DPR data projecting further declines for June and July. Both projects are anchored by firm commitments, 600 million cubic feet per day of which goes into effect with the start of service. DCP Midstream, which last fall exercised its option to purchase a 50% interest in the project, signed a 10-year commitment for 300 million cubic feet per day on Cheyenne Connector as well as 300 million cubic feet per day of firm service at the REX Cheyenne Hub. Oxy holds the other 300 million cubic feet per day of Cheyenne Connector and REX Cheyenne Hub capacity. There's also a yet undisclosed shipper that signed on for 200 million cubic feet per day of firm hub service at the REX Cheyenne Hub, but the effective date for that contract is to be determined. But given that production is down and there's not likely new production waiting behind the projects, flows on the pipe will have to occur at the expense of flows on CIG, at least for now. DCP and Oxy Anadarko also hold capacity on CIG, which means the decision to flow on Cheyenne Connector versus CIG will likely come down to variable cost economics on each pipe. Assuming all 600 million cubic feet per day does flow on Cheyenne Connector, there's also uncertainty about where the gas will go from there. Ideally, from Tallgrass's perspective, the gas would flow onto REX mainline and head east. But neither DCP nor Oxy have signed on yet for corresponding capacity on the REX mainline, meaning that in order for those volumes to move east on REX, the two shippers would either need to sign on for takeaway capacity on REX or market the volumes at the hub to a shipper that does own onward capacity. Given the number of interconnects at the hub and the newly available flexibility, and depending on the shipper or shippers that will move the gas beyond REX Cheyenne, there's also the possibility that the gas could move west on REX or make its way onto the other pipelines at the hub again, based on price spreads and variable cost transportation economic. Those economics are further complicated by other regional dynamics that could also factor into where that gas ends up. For example, the relative strength in Western Canadian gas prices has reduced exports to the U.S. West Coast, while the pullback in Permian production also has reduced inflows of supply from there to the West. We'll come back to those flow trends in future blogs. In the meantime, see our weekly Canadian Nat Gas Billboard and Nat Gas Permian reports for more details. At the same time, with LNG exports way down currently and southbound capacity out of Appalachia restricted by pipeline outages, more northeast gas supply is being redirected from the Gulf Coast to the Midwest, increasing gas-on-gas competition there. That's all too much to get into today, but the bottom line is that there are multiple competing factors and lots of uncertainty around production and exports that make it difficult to know how much will flow on these projects and where the gas will head from Cheyenne Hub. We also don't expect flows on the newly commissioned projects to ramp up immediately, given that it's the end of the month and shippers likely are now focused on nominating volumes for July. However, we could see some more meaningful activity starting July 1st, and will return at a later date, armed with pipeline flow data, to assess the early impacts of the new capacity. I'll Take You There was written by Albertis Isbell or Al Bell and recorded by the Staple Singers at Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, in late 1971. Bell wrote the song after attending the funeral of his little brother. The two-chord song is based on a Jamaican reggae instrumental called The Liquidator by the Harry J. All-Stars. I'll Take You There appears as the fourth song on the Staple Singers' 12th studio album, The Attitude, Respect Yourself. It was released as a single in February 1972 and went to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. Charted cover versions of the song have been done by BB and CC Winans and General Public. Salt and Peppa sampled the song in their 1991 hit, Let's Talk About Sex. Personnel on the record were Mavis Staples on lead and backing vocals, Roger Hawkins on drums, David Hood on bass, Eddie Hinton on lead guitar, Jimmy Johnson, Raymond Bank on guitars, Barry Beckett on Wurlitzer electric piano, and Terry Manning on harmonica. Al Bell produced the song, which was mixed at Arden Studios in Memphis, Tennessee, with Terry Manning engineering. The horns and strings were arranged by Johnny Allen and recorded at Artie Fields Recording Studios in Detroit, Michigan. The attitude, Respect Yourself, was recorded at Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, with Al Bell producing. In addition to I'll Take You There, the album produced a second hit with Respect Yourself. Released in February 1972, the album went to number 19 on the Billboard Top 200 Albums chart and number 3 on the Top Soul Albums chart. The staple singers were an American gospel, soul, and rhythm and blues group formed in Chicago by Pop Staples and his children, Cleotha, Purvis, Yvonne, and Mavis. They released 24 studio albums and 27 singles. They are members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Gospel Music Hall of Fame. Both Pop Staples and Mavis Staples went on to have successful solo careers. Pop Staples died in 2000, Cleotha in 2013, and Yvonne in 2018. Mavis Staples continues to record and tour, and has 5 concert dates scheduled in the U.S. starting at the end of September of this year.
This has been the RBN Energy Blogcast. Thanks for listening.